What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dolphin Show here on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app and streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. Couple of great NBA games tonight, playoff style. We'll preview them and talk about the rest of the weekend that was in the league, including one of the dumbest and softest ejections that I've ever seen. Coming up at 6:15. Right now, though, let's take a look at what happened this weekend in NFL training camp, specifically Commanders rookie camp. Got Dan Quinn talking about it afterwards, answering a bunch of questions about rookie minicamp. So if you're unfamiliar with how rookie minicamp works, it is all of the draft picks. And then any undrafted free agent, the Commanders signed, I think it was 7 guys as undrafted free agents to their 90-man roster before the camp. And then they get to invite a bunch of tryout players. And that's anyone who's not under contract is open to tryout essentially for the team. You got obviously a ton of other undrafted free agents that are still free agents. And then you also have guys like Nathan Peterman, the veteran quarterback who is available and was like, sure, I will come play quarterback for you this weekend. I did ask Logan, I hope I'm not spilling secrets here. I was like, hey, how good did Peterman look? Because he was, he's a veteran. Like, he's played a bunch of NFL snaps. And Logan was like, honestly, not that great. So not ideal for Nathan Peterman. Then again, if you've seen Nathan Peterman play NFL snaps, that's actually not that surprising. All right, a bunch of different questions for Quinn, some more important than others. First, just to get this one out there, we did have a schedule announcement earlier in the show. The Commanders are going to play Week 16 at home on Saturday as part of a Fox doubleheader against the Eagles. That also could set them up to play on Christmas. So keep an eye on that leading into Wednesday when the NFL schedule comes out. We'll have all the coverage, of course, here on the Team 980. But one of the games that's been rumored is Spain, Week 11 against the Dolphins. So, Dan Quinn, can you confirm or deny? Si or no?
Completely different topic. Schedule comes out next week. How do you feel about going to Spain?
Sin comentarios. No comment. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you on that one. We'll see Wednesday, I guess, what happens.
That was pretty good, Ant.
I'm not going to lie.
Señor Quinn, tu español es muy bien.
His Spanish is good because I wouldn't have known what to say.
That was an excellent version of a gotcha question by Nikki. To be like, I'm not going to ask, can you confirm or deny? I'm going to ask, what do you think about going to Spain? And that way, if he's like, I'm really excited for it, well, there's your confirmation.
Uh-huh.
That was tricky, Javala. That was tricky. Well done. Muy bien. Pero, señor Quinn. No. He was on top of it. As for more pressing football questions, the biggest question I think coming out of the draft is like, hey, man, defensive line. What are we doing there? You guys didn't draft an edge. You got all these different people. What's the plan going into the season? Here's Quinn's answer.
Yeah, we're pumped to add, you know, the guys that we did to the crew. And so that's been nice part of the off season to see them and what roles. And then as we go through the off season, the training camp, those specific things will kind of work their way out and through the roles. But it's been a good start to the off season, adding the new guys to it. So, yeah, I'm pumped to what we've seen so far.
I guess what's it more about, if you had to put, like, run defense, obviously, was a bit of an issue last year. Young pass rushers, like, was it more about, hey, we need to maybe shore up some guys with the run defense?
I think it was really just like the identity and how we want to play. And so I wouldn't say it's one versus the other. I don't think necessarily in just those terms, but there are specific traits that you want, and the size and athleticism. So those are part of it, but I wouldn't just categorize, you know, say it's only this or only that.
So Quinn is going to have some decisions to make, but also they've got options. And I think this is going to be fun. I think they can play some true 3-4. They played some odd and even fronts last year. Of course, odd fronts, typically three down linemen. Sometimes you wind up with kind of a five look where there's five guys, two standing on the edge. But they played some of that sometimes as more of what we called even spacing, where it just one guy happened to be standing on the edge where a normal defensive end would be. And on the other side, you have where a Sam linebacker would typically be. So this year, with a true nose guard in tow in Eddie Goldman, they can play even or odd fronts with odd spacing. They can play a true nose tackle or a shade. Who just, you know, ever so slightly off the shoulder of the center, one side or the other, which is typically for true 3-4 teams. So they've got a lot of options to rush the passer, a lot of options to try to stop the run, present different looks at different teams. And that's going to be really fun to watch this season, how Quinn and Jowett Jr. and their defensive line staff and their defense as a whole kind of handles those different responsibilities. Of course, physical characteristics are one of the things that DQ is always looking at and Adam Peters are always looking at. But what are the must-haves for a commander at this point going into year two? Here's DQ.
And so when you look back on last year's rookie class and then this year's rookie class, what were some of the characteristics that you thought were must-have characteristics, capabilities, what have you, for this year?
It stands out, not just from last year's class, but I'll speak to that specifically, the work ethic that it takes. And so like when you speak of a guy like Jaden and all that is unseen that goes in, like this is a person that absolutely grinds, and everybody on our team knows that and appreciative of that because of that work that he puts in. So early on, I want to make sure, man, like, come in and be a great teammate. Not every player can become a great player, but you can become a great teammate. The way you're going to support, the way you'll put out the energy, the way you're going to go fight to get it right. Those are things that when you're done playing, you say, man, I played with so-and-so. That dude was a great teammate. Like, what a huge compliment. And then the second thing is, like, man, be open to absolutely going for it. All right, this is the vision we have. This is where we think we can take you to. So many times a person coming in from college, they're not sure of that yet. They're not sure what they can be, and so that's our job. This is the vision we have for you, and this is how we're going to take you there. And the people that are willing to just absolutely go for it, you kind of see that take place. And we've said before, like, our place isn't for everybody, but for the ones that absolutely go for it and do that, like, there are some really, really cool things ahead.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
And that is not just going to be for the draft picks. Obviously, the draft picks themselves are the most important parts of that equation. They're typically the most talented players. They are the highest investment of resources. But there are UDFAs that are going to make this team. We saw it last year. Tyler Owens makes the team. Colson Yankoff makes the team, in large part due to their special teams prowess. And there's a couple guys that have some interesting special teams and both, frankly, offensive and defensive upside as well this year. So what does Dan Quinn want to see from the UDFAs that he saw this weekend in rookie minicamp, but especially the ones that he's already signed and the team has already signed for OTAs, the offseason program, and ultimately training camp as a part of the 90-man roster if they're going to have a chance of making the 53?
The central theme of what we do is really based on competition. And there's great examples from players who were in that same space, whether it was last season or seasons prior, that have walked that walk, whether it's on the 53 like Yankoff or Owens that did that in last year, or earning their space on the practice squad for more developmental time. So we don't want them to really think about that yet. We don't really go so far to say what's going to happen in September or what's going to happen. Like, just work these skills, learn the system and the skills that's needed for the system. If we can do that excellently, then the 53 and the practice squad will kind of work itself out. If you're already looking ahead to that, I think you're going to miss all the development, all the things that are going to take place. They're going to fail some for sure, like 100%. How do they bounce back from that, have the right mindset and voice to go after it for the next one, not repeat the mistake? So there's a lot that goes on over the next, you know, 5 weeks for them before we get ready for camp. From a goal, can we get them ready so they can go to camp to be their very best? And not no hesitation, no flinch. And if we can do that, then I thought then this part was a success.
And that's the thing. You want to see guys learn in the offseason, and you have to give them the freedom of making mistakes. You're always evaluating, but really the evaluation starts in August. Can you just play well enough? And can you just show an adaptability and a willingness to learn and being a great teammate enough to stay on the team through the spring? If you're the 90th guy on the roster, then yeah, if someone else becomes available, you might get cut. But the way you get from 90 to 89 to 88 to 83 and ensure that you're not the first guy cut on the way out is do what you're told. Show a willingness to learn. Put in the extra work. Make a real effort. Give yourself a shot. And then if you can learn and whatever physical gifts got you on the team in the first place can shine a little bit more by the time August rolls around, now you're fighting for a 53 or you're fighting for a practice squad spot and your NFL career has a chance. If not, no chance. So that's really as much as anything what they're looking at a rookie minicamp, because you're not going to know everything. How could you? You've barely been in the league for 5 seconds. You're technically really not even in the league yet for any of these tryout guys. So that is what to look for this weekend. If you want our full review of rookie minicamp, how the draft picks did, and more, check out Take Command wherever you get your podcasts. Logan was there, gave you a rundown on all the draft picks and three of the biggest UDFA names that we expect to compete for a roster spot. Also on that show, why Josh Connerly to guard? I know people are like violently rejecting it. Why it might make more sense than you think in year one, depending on how some other things go. When we get back here on the Hoffman Show, we take a look at the NBA playoff games tonight. Knicks and Celtics get us started. We'll preview that and take a look back at the other games that happened this weekend. But first, the latest from the world of women's sports. It's presented to you by Wawa. Chicken how you want it at Wawa with customizable roasted and crispy chicken sandwiches.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.